Narayanam namaskritya Naram chaiva narottamam Devim sarasvatim vyasam Tato jayam udiraye Vede ramayane chaiva Purane bharate tata Adavante chamadye cha Hari savatra giyate Mukham kuroti vachalam Pangum langhayate girim Yat kripa tamaham bande Shri gurum dinatarane Paramananda madhavam Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya
So we're reading in the 7th canto, chapter 3. Hiranyakashipu, his plan to become immortal. We'll start on text 25. There's no purport, then we'll do 26 and 27, and I think the verse is 27. Is that right? Okay. So first, text 25.
Utaya panjali prava ikshamano tushta vibhum Ashashu puloko debdyo gira gadga dayakrinat.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Then getting up from the ground, Hiranyakashipu, getting up from the ground, seeing Lord Brahma before him, the head of the daityas was overwhelmed by jubilation, with tears in his eyes, his whole body shivering, he began praying in a humble mood with the folded hands and a faltering voice to satisfy Lord Brahma. Next text. Shri Hiranyakashipu uvacha kalpante kalashtrishtena yo nidhena tamasvatam abhirvayanag jagat idam svayan jyoti svarochisha. Then today's verse.
Atmana trivrita chetam Shrijatavati lumpati Raja satvatamodamne Paraya mahate nama Atmana trivrita chetam Shrijatavati lumpati Raja sattva tamo damne paraya mahate nama atmana trivrita chedam shijat yavati lumpati Raja sattva tamo damne paraya mahate nama
Devotees? Anyone? Mata juice? Anyone? Please repeat. Sri Hiranyaksha Shipu Uvacha. Hiranyakashipu said, Kapa Ante, at the end of every day of Lord Brahma, Kala Shrishtena, created by the time factor, Yaha, he who, Andhena, by dense darkness, Tamasa, by ignorance, Avritam, covered, Abhivyanak, manifested, Jagat, cosmic manifestation, Idam, this, Swayam Jyoti, self-effulgent, Sarochisha, by his bodily rays, Atmana, by himself, Trivritta, conducted by three modes of material nature, Cha, also, Idam, this material world, Srijati, creates, Avati, maintains, Lumpati, annihilates, Raja, of the modes of passion, Sattva, the mode of goodness, Tama, the mode of ignorance, Damne, unto the Supreme Lord, Paraya, unto the Supreme, Mahate, unto the Great, Nama, my respectful obeisances. Om Jnanatam Randasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chokshun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Gaura Govinda Swaminiti Namine Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharne Nivishesha Shunyavadi Pashtataya Deshatayane Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasudhi Shri Guru Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Rama Ram Hare Hare Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. So first we started with text 25, Uttaya Panjali Prava Ikshamano Jushtavivhum Harsha Shru Pulakudhibdhyo Gira Gadga Daya Grinat. Translation again. Then, getting up from the ground, seeing Lord Brahma before him, the head of the daityas, Hiranyakashipu, he was overwhelmed by jubilation. With tears in his eyes, his whole body shivering, he began praying in a humble mood with folded hands and a faltering voice to satisfy Lord Brahma. So when we first read this verse, it seems like a devotee who's in ecstasy. He sees a spiritual master, Lord Brahma, Vaishnava, Sakshatharidvena Samasta Shastra. So on one level it looks like, oh, he's seeing Lord Brahma. He is the original spiritual master, directly instructed by the Lord within the heart. And then when he's seeing Lord Brahma, Hiranyakashipu, he became completely ecstatic. He was overwhelmed with so much happiness, so much jubilation. Tears were flowing from his eyes. His whole body is shivering. He was praying in a very humble mood. His hands were folded. His voice was choking just to satisfy Lord Brahma. So you could also see these are all ecstatic symptoms, apparently. And he's praying to Lord Brahma, who we know to be the head of the Sampradaya, the original guru. But that is only apparent consideration, because we know that Hiranyakashipu, who is the head of the daityas, he's a demon. And because he's accepting Lord Brahma as the creator, as the topmost, he's in complete forgetfulness of Krishna. That he, Krishna, Bhagavan, he's Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hiranyakashipu as a demon, he saw Vishnu, Krishna, as enemy. So Krishna says, Savasya chaham hridyasanavishtamata smritya jnanam aponam cha. Krishna says, I'm in the heart of every living entity. Paramatma, Chetyu Guru, Antaryami. Krishna says, that is me. He is the witness. He is the judge. And Krishna says, the Lord of the heart, that is me. If you want to serve me, if you want to come to me, I'll give you intelligence and remembrance of me. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam. Krishna says, if you have loving devotion, you want to serve me, I'll give intelligence to you, how you can come to me, how you can serve me. But Krishna also says, if you want to forget me, you don't want to remember me, I'll make you forget. So because Hiranyakashipu is enemy, of course he's not enemy of the Lord, but he's looking at the Lord that he's my enemy. So he's not in a mood of bhakti. He does not want to serve the Lord with any type of loving devotion. In fact, he wants to in some way fight or kill the Lord. So he's actually a demon. And because of that, Krishna says, if you come to me with some other motivation, karma, jnana, yoga, Krishna says, I'll hide myself from you. So if you come with selfish desire, not with the mood of bhakti, Krishna says, aham prakasha savasha, I'll hide myself from you. So here, the Lord is hiding himself from Hiranyakashipu. He's making him not understand, blocking his intelligence and his vision, and therefore he's seeing Lord Brahma, he is the topmost, he is supreme. And he is not in a mood of devotion, therefore Krishna is hiding himself. So on one side it looks like devotee is seeing the original spiritual master of our Brahma, Gaudiya, Vaishnav, Sampradaya, and is manifesting some ecstasy. But actually he's not seeing Lord Brahma either in that position, because he wants the position of Lord Brahma. He's not only envious of Krishna, Bhagavan, but he is also envious of the position of Lord Brahma. And so he's even saying that just like Lord Brahma, he did so much austerity, he did so much penance, he became very, very powerful. He got the mercy and became very powerful. So he thought, Hiranyakashipu, if I do all of this very extensive, intense austerity, which Krishna says this type of austerity is in mode of ignorance, tama, then he wants to take Lord Brahma's position. So his desire is to, out of his enviousness, he wants to take Lord Brahma's position. So how is it that he is in such ecstasy, manifesting such apparent spiritual symptoms? But really, he has so strong material desires. He wants to live again and again. Even he wanted not to die. He wanted to be immortal because he thought it will take many lifetimes to do the level of austerity that is required to get the same power and position as Lord Brahma. But because of the intensity of his austerity, And because of the disturbance he was creating in the universe, then all of the demigods, they ran to Lord Brahma and they complained that everything is becoming greatly disturbed, too hot, everything is disturbed because of the austerity of this demon, Hiranyakashipu. And it says that even Lord Brahma was amazed that how can such a person do such austerity in such a way that he's disturbing the whole universe and disturbing all of the demigods who are such powerful personalities. So with that understanding, then Lord Brahma, he went to see who is this personality, Hiranyakashipu, and what type of austerity is he performing that he can disturb the whole universal affairs and all of the heads of all of the departments, all of the demigods. And when he saw that he had done this type of austerity, such severe austerity, and accomplished some type of power, tejas, then Lord Brahma, in that same lifetime, he said, okay, you have pleased me by your austerity. Now you just ask any benediction. But Hiranyakashipu is thinking, I want to be immortal because I need to just keep going on and on and on. He's thinking it will take long, long time to please Lord Brahma, to get the mercy blessing of Lord Brahma. And it says that just like Lord Shiva is Ashutosh, easily you can please Lord Shiva. And also you can please demigod. You can please Lord Brahma. Hare Krishna. So it says that the most people, they go to Lord Shiva because they want some material boon, some material benediction. And he easily gives that thing. So materialistic, demoniac-minded persons, they go to Lord Shiva, they go to Lord Brahma for some material benediction. In this case, he wanted power and position. And therefore he went to Brahma, Hiranyakashipu. But such Vaishnavas, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, it says they have two things. One is called the Vanshana, means cheating. They can give you, they can cheat you, or they can give you Kripa. They can give you mercy. So if you go for some materialistic thing, and you're hell-bent on fulfilling your materialistic desires, basically sinful desires, then they'll also cheat you by giving you the fulfillment of your material desires. So they're cheating you out of the greatest thing, that Krishna Prem Dana, that's the greatest thing, Hare Krishna. And they're giving you some secondary thing, which is actually their vanchana, indirectly mercy, because by sinful desires, sinful reactions, this type of punishment, purification, gradually, indirectly, that will also teach us, hopefully teach us some lesson. And also such Vaishnavas, such powerful Vaishnavas, Premi Bhaktis, such as Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, they can also give Krishna Prema. They can also give that real dana. It just simply depends on what is our desire. And they can either give you kripa, which means Krishna prema, or vanchana, and they simply fulfill your materialistic, sinful desires. So why Hiranyakashipu is so fired up, he's so ecstatic, he's so jubilant, tears, shivering, ecstasy, choking of the voice, because he's seeing Lord Brahma is now coming to fulfill all of my materialistic desires. So if you see some benefactor who's able to, some family or some employer in America, maybe Santa Claus, Santa Claus is coming, he's bringing presents, gifts, so all the children become very happy to see Santa Claus because they become ecstatic. They're screaming, ecstasy. They're jumping up and down. But why? Because Santa Claus has come with a bag of free gifts. Even if you're bad, still he'll give you some present. So Hiranyakashipu is a great demon. And he's ecstatic, not because he's wanting that real dana, Krishna Prema. And he's not seeing Lord Brahma as that Premi Bhakta, as really most exalted devotee of the Lord. He's saying, here is that person who has the power, he has the authority to fulfill all of my materialistic desires. And because it was so strong, he's prepared to do such severe austerities. At the end of all of that intense desire, so much so that he's willing to perform that level of austerity, tapa, finally he sees Lord Brahma, not as Vaishnav, but as that person who's now going to fulfill or potentially fill all of my materialistic desires. So when I first read that, devotee is thinking Lord Brahma is a guru, and these are all ecstatic symptoms, and he's trying to satisfy Lord Brahma. So apparently, it looks like those austerities, maybe it purified him. Maybe he became humble. Maybe he's developing some type of spiritual Vaishnav devotee quality, behavior, symptom, but it's not like that. The more we look into that, we can understand clearly that he's simply ecstatic because his benediction came much sooner than he anticipated. But because it was a great austerity he performed, therefore Lord Brahma is now trying to satisfy him. That's my humble realization, how I try to reconcile what are all of these ecstatic symptoms in front of such a Vaishnav as Lord Brahma, but we know he's the king of the demons. So how does that make sense? So this thing I prayed about, that seemed to make sense to me. I hope it makes sense to you. And later, if some devotees, advanced devotees, you can tell some other thing, that will also be nice. Then in the next verse, translation, this is explained, this is Hiranyakashipu offering his prayers before Lord Brahma. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto that Supreme Lord within this universe. At the end of each day of his life, the universe is fully covered with a dense darkness by the influence of time. And then again, during the next day, that self-effulgent Lord, by his own effulgence, manifests, maintains, and destroys the entire cosmic manifestation through this material energy, which is invested with the three modes of material nature. He, Lord Brahma, he is the shelter of those modes of nature, Sattvagun, Rajagun, and Tamagun. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The words Abhivyanag Jagat Idam refer to he who creates this cosmic manifestation. The original creator, that is Bhagavan, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Janmad Yasya Yata, Srimad Bhagavatam says. Lord Brahma, he is secondary creator. When Lord Brahma is empowered by Lord Krishna as the engineer to create this phenomenal world, he becomes the supremely powerful feature within this universe. The total material energy that is created by Krishna and later taking advantage of all that has necessarily been created, Lord Brahma engineers the entire phenomenal universe. At the end of Lord Brahma's day, everything up to Swarga Loka is inundated with water. And the next morning when there is darkness in the universe, Brahma again brings the phenomenal manifestation into existence. Therefore, he is described here as he who manifests this universe. Chingunan Vrinoti, Lord Brahma, he takes advantage of the three modes of material nature, prakriti, material nature, is described here as Trivrita, the source of the three material modes. Material nature is the source of the three material modes. Srila Madhvacharya comments in this connection that Trivrita means prakritya. Thus, Lord Krishna, he is the original creator, and Lord Brahma is the original engineer. So Srila Prabhupada, because he's Shuddha Bhakta, Premi Bhakta, then he has a perfect intelligence, is a perfect understanding of all tattva because of that prema. Krishna says, if you come with a loving devotion, then I'll give you intelligence, how to understand it. And we see that those devotees who are depending on the Lord, then they get sufficient intelligence to understand all of these more and more subtle type of philosophy. And even Dhruva Maharaj, he was a 5-year-old boy. He was not the formally educated. And he was very young. And when the Lord appeared before Dhruva Maharaj, then he wanted to offer some loving, devotional, humble prayers to the Lord. And Krishna is Paramatma, Chaita Guru. He knows, oh my devotee, he wants to say something. He wants to pray to me. But he doesn't know what to say. And then the Lord, Bhagavan, he put the conch shell, I think, on the head of Dhruva Maharaj. As soon as he got the mercy, then immediately his spiritual eye opened up. And here's a 5-year-old boy. He's nicely explaining how the whole universe, all of the creation, all of this technicality. So Krishna says to Arjuna, because you're my bhakta, you're my devotee, and because you have loving devotion towards me, and you're not envious of me, then Krishna tells Arjuna, I'll explain everything to you. Everything of the spiritual world, and everything of the material world. But we see here that Hiranyakashipu's intelligence was not pure, it was not clear. Krishna, because he's not coming in the mood of bhakti, is hiding himself. Therefore, the only thing that Lord Brahma could see, Hiranyakashipu could see, was Lord Brahma. And therefore, he considered that Lord Brahma is the, how does it say? He created the cosmic manifestation. He could not see beyond that. He could not see that Krishna is actually the original source. Aham, what is it? Matasabam. Aham, what is it? Matasabam Bhavatate. Krishna says, I'm the source of both the material and the spiritual worlds. Everything is emanating from me. So this topic is coming about Lord Brahma and how he became empowered. And we can look at different places where Srila Prabhupada is discussing about this. Lord Brahma's position, Prabhupada speaking of in the purport, Srimad Bhagavatam 486 reference, Prabhupada explaining that Lord Brahma is a powerful expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although Brahma is Jiva Tattva, he is empowered directly by the Lord. Therefore, because of that empowerment, he is considered a plenary expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shakti Abhish Avatar. Sometimes Prabhupada says that if there's not a suitable living entity, Jiva Tattva, who can assume that role or position as Brahma, then sometimes the Lord Himself, Bhagavan, Supreme Personality of Godhead, he sometimes has to come and assume that post. But generally speaking, Prabhupada's explaining that personality who's assuming that role or position as Brahma is a jiva tattva, coming from jiva tattva category. In Madhya Lila, Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 20, 246, his explanation of all of the different Shakti Avesh avatars, and the third one being mentioned was Lord Brahma. And Lord Brahma, he was directly empowered with the energy to create the cosmic manifestation. So Hiranyakashipu, he could understand, oh, Brahma, he's thinking he's creating cosmic manifestation. But the actual personality who created it and has the power, intelligence given to Lord Brahma, that is Bhagavan, Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's Krishna. In 135 purport Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada says that Brahma, he's always jiva tattva, the highest pious living being, or the greatest devotee of the Lord. So you see how bewildered Hiranyakashipu. He wants to be Brahma. He wants more than Lord Brahma. But that actual post position, the actual requirement is that you must be the most pious person. The highest, Prabhupada says, the highest pious living being. And must be the greatest devotee of the Lord. So the most pious and greatest devotee of the Lord, Lord Brahma, he is our guru in the Sampradaya. Brahma, Gaudiya, Vaishnav, Sampradaya. He's also considered as Guna Avatar. Spoken of teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Prabhupada speaks about the avatars in chapter 8. The Guna Avatars, Vishnu, Lord Shiva, Brahma. Brahma is one of the living entities, Jiva Tattva. But due to his devotional service, due to Bhakti Sukriti, therefore he became very powerful. He got the full mercy and blessing directly from the Lord. In Brahma Samhita, Lord Brahma, he is likened to valuable jewels influenced by the rays of the sun. So the sun rays are coming down, very powerful, and hitting very, very valuable jewels, reflecting. The sun is the Supreme Lord, and the jewels, powerful, expensive jewels, that is Lord Brahma. Hiranyakashipu, those demoniac in nature, they cannot see what is the sun. They can only see some glitter of the jewels. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, those who are less intelligent, those who are inclined towards materialistic desires and materialistic activities, they cannot understand that Krishna is Bhagavan, Supreme Personality of Godhead, avatari, that he is source of all avatars. Instead, in their spiritual weakness or blindness, they can only see something less. They can only see that the demigods, that they are supreme. But this is not actually or factually true. And therefore Krishna says that there some less intelligence is not coming. So without bhakti, without devotion, which Lord Brahma manifests, carries with him, therefore he could not get spiritual power, spiritual intelligence, spiritual strength, and understanding how to create, as the engineer, the material universe. So Lord Brahma is especially empowered by Supreme Personality of Godhead. And although Brahma is supposed to be the creator of the universe, actually, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, He is the ultimate creator. Prabhupada says, one who is experienced, one who has received the favor, mercy of the Lord, he can understand everything that is being done according to the Lord's supreme plan. So Krishna is the source of all intelligence and knowledge. All of the Dhammantu Sakshat, Bhagavat Panitam, all knowledge, absolute knowledge, transcendental knowledge, that is all coming from the Lord directly first to Brahma, Lord Brahma. So his guru, Brahma's guru, that's Chaitya Guru. What is it? Tene Brahma Kavaye. That the Lord of the heart, the Paramatma, Chaitya Guru, Antiyami, he gave this understanding and intelligence to Lord Brahma directly. And that knowledge and intelligence is coming from transcendental realm, fourth dimensional realm. It's not starting in the three modes of material nature in the materialistic world. It's beyond that knowledge. So in third canto, chapter 20, 17, there's explanation that when the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he was lying on Garbhadaka ocean, he entered into the heart of Brahma. Brahma brought his intelligence to bear. And with that intelligence, he began to create the universe as it was before. So just like the Lord blessed Dhruva with the proper intelligence and understanding of the creation, and he was able to describe very nicely in front of the Lord, even though he's 5-year-old boy. And the same way that intelligence and the creative intelligence and power, all of that came by the mercy of the Lord of the heart, Paramatma. Prabhupada says in this purport, in 15th chapter, the Lord says, I'm seated in everyone's heart by me. Our remembrance, intelligence, forgetfulness made possible. So Krishna is Paramatma, he's a witness, he's a judge of the activities of all of the individual living entities. He's giving each one of us remembrance, intelligence to act according to the desire. At the time, he was annihilated in his last birth in the last millennium. So Krishna simply as witness and judge, he's saying, what is your desire? If you want to remember me, I'll give you intelligence how to come to me. If you want to forget me, and you want to serve Maya instead, like Hiranyakashipu, you want all materialistic things, then Krishna says, I'll make you forget. So therefore the intelligence, remembrance of the Sanatana Dharma is completely missing for one who does not come in a mood of pure devotional service. So Prabhupada says, the Lord as the Supersoul, Paramatma, within Brahma, he gave him intelligence how to create. That creative power, therefore, of every living entity is not actually his own. It is by the grace of the Lord that one can create. Sometimes you see in material world, people create many amazing things, especially in the field of technology or weapons. People are very much proud and puffed up that they can think up. Bill Gates talking about making a laptop in everybody's house at a time no one could even understand what is he talking about. Or Steve Jobs, Apple. Now you see everyone's crazy running after some Apple products. But at that time, they thought he was a madman. But in his mind, intelligence, so many other things is coming to him. The problem is, generally, such people are thinking, I am very great, I am very intelligent, I am very wise, I am very creative. and they become puffed up, proud. But devotee, he'll understand if some good thought, some good intelligence, creative ability comes, this is simply by the mercy of the Lord that He's allowing me to think and understand and to see all of these things. Lord Brahma, once he received that intelligence from the Lord, then he himself speaks in the second canto, chapter 5, verse 17. Lord Brahma, he says, I'm inspired by him only. He's admitting that my inspiration, my intelligence, my creative understanding and power to create, to engineer the material universe, that comes by him only. And then he says, I discover what is already created by him. So it was already previously created, but he's allowing me to discover it again. And under his vision, as all-pervading supersoul, I am also created by him. So he created me, our soul, Atma, that belongs to Krishna, Savalokamaheshwaram, he's supreme proprietor, the mind, intelligence, body, soul, everything belongs to Krishna. But Krishna says those who are bewildered by their own false ego, ahankar, vimudatma, they're thinking, no, I'm doing everything. So those demons, those who are not in a nice spiritual consciousness, intelligence, they're thinking, I'm doing it. I'm intelligent. I'm creative. I'm an artist. And they become very proud. But devotee knows whatever I have, whatever's been given to me, whatever understanding I may come to accumulate, that asset really is because of mercy. Kripa. Mercy from Krishna. Mercy from Vaishnavas. Sanjay Bhagavad Gita, he admitted, because I got mercy from my spiritual master, then my mind and my intelligence became purified. And then with the purified mind and senses, intelligence, then he admitted, then I could understand and see this battle of Kurukshetra, Krishna, Arjuna, and all of the instructions. I could understand because of the mercy of my spiritual master. So Prabhupada explains that two mercies are always required to do anything, a mercy of Krishna and a mercy of Shri Guru, spiritual master. With those two mercies, they can purify your mind, your senses. They can give you, we sing in the morning, Guru Puja, give us within the heart, like Lord Brahma, this transcendental knowledge and intelligence, purify the eyes, get rid of this cataracts, this disease, material contaminated consciousness, and allow us to understand that which is beyond this three-dimensional world. That requires mercy. And if devotee has some power, some intelligence, some realization, some creative ability, like in the form of just like Lord Brahma, he's saying, this is simply the mercy of my Lord, who is also my guru, the Chaitya Guru. He gave me this intelligence. He allowed me to see and to create that which was already created. He's not taking any credit for himself. And Srila Prabhupada, he says in the purport, even Lord Brahma, who is the creator of the universe, he admits that he is not the actual creator, but is simply inspired by Lord Narayana, Bhagavan, and therefore he creates under his superintendence those things already created by him. So he's creating that which is already created by him, the super soul of all the living entities. Prabhupada says the Lord inspires the individual soul, Paramatma Atma. Paramatma is giving inspiration to the individual soul to create what is already created by the Lord. So is Steve Jobs and these other, what's his name? Huh? From Microsoft, right? Bill Gates, the richest man, I think, on the planet. Officially, I think Putin and Russia probably has more money stolen somewhere, but that's another topic. That's what I heard. But did you ever hear these people ever say that my intelligence, my creative ability, my ability to market and sell and to influence and persuade people to understand why these products are so important and everyone should go spend 100 times more what they cost to build? They never say, because Bhagavan, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, as the super soul, gave me that intelligence. They take all the credit. I'm so intelligent, I'm so wise, you people are so stupid. They're not saying that, but really they're saying that. Because they're proud. But devotee knows, if I did anything, if I can do anything, it means I got mercy. I got merciful intelligence, merciful strength, in this case, creative ability to do seva for the pleasure of the Lord. I'll speed it up. I had a lot of things, but we don't have time, as usual. Prabhupada says, no one can create anything without the sanction of the Lord, since everyone sees according to his own ability. This ability to see and understand, that is also awarded by the Lord according to one's willingness to render loving service to the Lord. So if we agree to want to render loving service, Lord Brahma was the topmost pious person, topmost devotee, therefore he was awarded with the topmost spiritual intelligence, creative power, ability, because of his bhakti. That gift they get because of their devotional service. But the Hiranyakashipu, he could not understand all of this background, the backdrop, because he's blind, spiritually blind, because he's not devotee, not coming in mood of devotional service. Any question or point? Please say. Prabhupada is talking in Srimad Bhagavatam in a class in Mayapur, March 15, 1976. Prabhupada, he's speaking on 7937 in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And he's saying, here is an example that Brahma was given this Vedic knowledge. Tene Brahma Hrida Adikavaye. Brahma is Adikavi. He's the first learned man within the universe. Prabhupada says, we do not follow this nonsense Darwin's theory. Nonsense. Darwin's theory, nonsense. Our beginning of this creation is from the most learned man, Brahma, who got that knowledge from Krishna. Not from a monkey. Who's better? We're saying we got from Lord Brahma. They're saying they got from some monkey somewhere. Prabhupada laughing. We do not follow this rascal philosophy. Our beginning, original guru, that is Lord Brahma. He's devotee of Krishna. He's empowered by Krishna how to spread Krishna consciousness movement, how to disseminate this Vedic knowledge, how to revive our Krishna consciousness. Therefore, because Prabhupada says he's the first creature. He's the first creature within the universe. He's accepted as the Guru. We belong to Brahma Sampradaya. There are four Sampradayas. They're all Mahajanas, and therefore we should follow the Mahajanas. That knowledge is not man-made. It's coming up. Apurushaya means it's not man-made. It's coming from God Himself. Damantu Sakshat Bhagavat Pranitam. And that knowledge is coming from within the heart, Paramatma Chetra Guru of Lord Brahma. Prabhupada is saying that everyone in the material world, even from Lord Brahma, all the way down to the ant, all of them are in ignorance. Even Lord Brahma. Originally, he's also in ignorance. Prabhupada says, otherwise, why was Brahma requiring Vedic knowledge? If he was requiring Vedic knowledge, he didn't know, means he also was in ignorance. Brahma is very great. Everybody knows how great Lord Brahma is. But he also had to take knowledge. He also had to receive that knowledge from the Lord. And he received it from within the heart. Although he's the most learned, everyone accepts he's the most learned, he is the engineer of the material universe, still, he had to take knowledge. So you can say he's the first creature, there was nobody else there, so how did he take his knowledge? Where did he get his knowledge? Therefore, Krishna, Vasudev, he gave him that knowledge from within. Ishvara Sava Bhutanam. Krishna says, I'm in the heart of every living entity, and I am directing everything there. So many things are there. Does anyone have some point or question? We can finish like that. I don't want to get in trouble going too far. I'm not a big scholar. I just studied some few things from Prabhupada's books. I heard from some Vaishnavas a little bit on this topic. And Krishna says in Gita that in all of your activities, whatever you're doing, depend on me. Work under my protection. Be fully conscious of me. Then you can cross over all of the obstacles of your materialistic life. By my grace, by my mercy. But Krishna then also says, but if you can't hear me, if you're not listening to me because of this false ego, then you're lost. You're getting more lost. So that intelligence, how to be saved, not lost, that comes from Krishna. Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam. Krishna says, I'll give you intelligence how to come to me. And that intelligence, guru, shastra, atmarupe. Atmarupe means paramatma. Prabhupada says, we are meant to take dictation. Every living entity, every soul is meant to take dictation from Paramatma, Chaitya Guru. And Srila Prabhupada says, out of all of the instructions that Krishna gave to Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita, this instruction that one should surrender to the Super Soul within his own heart and agree to render devotional service as dictated by the Lord in the heart is the best instruction, greatest instruction that Krishna gave to Arjuna in the whole of the Bhagavad Gita. So we are meant, Prabhupada says, like two birds on a tree, Paramatma, Atma. That soul is meant to hear, is to hear from Krishna. And Krishna says, I'll give you intelligence. How you can do it, how you can cross over all of your problems, all of the obstacles, and how you can attain the supreme success, how you can come to me. Krishna says, I'll give you that intelligence. But who does he give that intelligence to is those who are desiring and depending on the Lord how to come to him, how to serve him properly, how to develop love and affection and the mood of bhakti. Krishna says, I'll give you that intelligence. But if we'll maintain our false ego and we're acting independently and we're acting rebelliously and we're serving Maya instead of serving Krishna, that means our spiritual desire is not strong enough. Therefore, Krishna, he's the witness, he's the judge, he can understand. This person is just not really serious. Prabhupada says, if you're very serious and you're very sincere and wanting to fully surrender to Krishna, Krishna will make arrangement, give you intelligence, how you can do it. So Krishna's the judge, he's the witness, he can know what is the heart's desire. We can in the heart and mind have some other desire and from the lips we're saying some other thing. So my Gurudev many times he said, don't just speak from your lips. Try to be really das. Don't pretending that you're das. Krishna's not a fool. You cannot cheat Krishna. Krishna knows, oh, this person really not serious, not really looking for me. So Krishna says, I'll make you forget. I'll make you forget me. I'll make you forget that Sanatana Dharma. Then I'll send Maya. Maya will fulfill all of your material desire. And even that intelligence and strength to enjoy Maya, so-called, that also comes from Krishna. That also comes from Supasoul Paramatma Chaitya Guru. So we cannot avoid, either spiritually or materially, that inspiration, intelligence, and strength. That is coming from the Lord. That is coming from Bhagavan Sri Krishna. We should never forget that thing. And we shouldn't take credit for anything. This body, this instrument that belongs to the Lord. And he is the controller, Hrishikesh. He's the master and controller of the mind and the senses. So if our mind can think something, our intelligence can think up something, and we have the strength and ability to execute it, that simply means mercy, blessings from Krishna and from Vaishnavas, that we're able to do something and understand something. So let us understand it philosophically, and let us also be humble and not try to take any credit for anything that we can think or say or do. If anyone can take credit, it's Lord Brahma. Look what Lord Brahma's doing. Look at what are we doing. Still sometimes we have a joke amongst the devotees. Oh, he thinks he's more than Lord Brahma. He's thinking that he's more than Lord Brahma. Some little thing we did, we say immediately, oh, did you see what I did? Do you see what I know? You see how great I am? Dumba. That's a pride. That actually means ignorance. Avidya. Krishna speaking about intelligence, he says, real intelligence, the baseline, the foundation, the first step of proof of real spiritual intelligence is humility. So without understanding philosophically and bringing that philosophical understanding to practical reality in terms of our humble understanding and position, there's no true meaning to what we're calling our so-called intelligence. Prabhupada says, just like croaking of the frogs. Frogs are just croaking, making some noise. But they're just inviting the snake of death to just devour them. So thank you very much for your kind attention this morning. I'm always happy to see you when I come to Juhu. Vrajhari Prabhu, thank you for giving me opportunity to do some seva and to get association of all of your nice devotees. I really appreciate that. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srila Gurudeva ki, Samaveta Bhaktabrinda ki, Gaura Premanande, Hare Hare Bo, Hare Krishna.